Okay, this is the review for the International Awareness Final Exam for Semester 2. First of all, the essay question. Explain the Philippines, OSTI, and her volunteer work to someone who knows nothing about our class. So pretend that you are writing to someone who knows nothing about OSTI or the Philippines, and explain both the Philippines and OSTI and the fact that OSTI came to our class. So everything. Explain everything. Okay. Let's see. Next one is all texts from the website will be listening problems. So everything we studied this time, there is a sound file. There's a listening thing. So you can burn a CD if you want. And each of the sound files will be for listening problems. So listen to those as a review. Okay, now for internet research on the Philippines, remember that the Philippines was a colony of Spain for almost 400 years, and it was also a colony of the U.S. and a colony of Japan. And one of the questions, Earthquake Baroque, what is that? That is the name of a church, and it's the UNESCO Heritage World Heritage Site. Okay, the languages in the Philippines are English and Tagalog. And the main religion, of course, is Catholic. And the music they play is American pops and also OPM, which means original Filipino music. Now, from the OSTI video and the page we studied about the summary of OSTI's video, over 85% of the people are Catholic. And there were three ethnic groups in the Philippines. There's Spanish Filipinos, Chinese Filipinos, and Malaysian Filipinos. And OSTI said that's Filipino Filipinos. And OSTI's from Calamba, Laguna, which is also the place of the birthplace of Dr. Jose Rizal, who is the hero of the Philippines. In terms of politics, there was a bad president recently named Marcos. And then after that, Aquino was elected. So Marcos is the bad president, and Corazon Aquino is the woman president that was elected after Marcos left the Philippines. He was kicked out. Okay, next one is from the OSTI's introduction video. Not a video, but the page she wrote. I'm sorry. The page that OSTI wrote herself and we studied. And she said that her husband's name is Joe Wade. And he's from England, and he's an event producer. And let's see, what else? Her job used to be a legal interpreter and an English teacher. She still does that. And her volunteer activities include, well, the volunteer group's name is Hand in Hand. And one of the things Hand in Hand does is the group called JFC. And they help children who have Japanese fathers and Filipino mothers, but they don't know about Japan. So she helps them find their fathers and also teaches them about Japan. And there are 30,000 Japanese Filipino children with no father in the Philippines. Okay, and next we have the Tagalog, small phrases in Tagalog. You can listen to those on the website, so please do. And the sound file is there. Now, next is the Gulad National High School. Now, if you remember, Gulad National High School is it's a high school, and it's in the countryside, but it's close to Manila, and it's on the biggest island of Luzon. And the students there are very good at music and dance. And there are 1,700 students that go to the school, but the school only has 15 computers, and those computers have no internet connection. Okay, next we studied about JICA. And JICA is a government organization, and their mission is to share knowledge. So trainees come to Japan and learn something technical, and volunteers go to other countries and they teach something, cooperation. JICA was founded in 1974, but the roots of JICA go to 1954. So there was another organization from 1954, but that became JICA in 1974. All right. Now, the volunteers go for 2 or 3 years. Now, when I wrote the text at first, I said 1 year, but actually it's really 2 or 3 years. So please read the text again. And the letters in brown are the new information. Okay, anyway, in order to go to be a volunteer, you must be over 20 years old. You must have a Japanese nationality. And it helps if you have some technical experience. Next, we learned about Ogata Sadako. And she went to the University of the Sacred Heart. And then she went to UCLA Berkeley, and she taught at SOFIA. She's famous for being the UNHCR, which is United Nations High Counselor for Refugees. And about the UNHCR, the UNHCR was founded in 1950 after World War II because there were many refugees from World War II. And the goal of the UNHCR is to protect the refugees while they're moving and after they settle in the new place, and then to help them recover. And refugees don't have to return to their country if they don't want to. That was interesting. Then Miss Sadako, Miss Ogata, was the head of CHS, which is the Commission for Human Security. That was a Japanese organization, and their goal was to do research, and then report it to Kofi Annan, the director of the Secretary General of the UN. Then after that, she became the head of JICA from year 2005. Okay, so listen to all of the texts and read the texts again and prepare your essay. Okay, good luck on the test.